This is a dictation for R dash Hiba, H E B A. Last name Muhammad, M U H A M M A D. Date of birth is 9/18/55. Date of accident 2/19/2022. Date of service 7/20/2023. The patient is here for evaluation for follow up visit today. Initially, she was involved in an automobile accident where she hit another car head-on collision, and then her car slid onto a oncoming traffic and hit cars at red light. Her car slided on ice, and only it was a two-car accident basically. And she started having headaches, and with dizziness, vertigo, loss of balance. She was initially seen on 2/24/2023. She allegedly had a lot of pain in her both shoulders, neck, mid back, upper back, lower back, with radiation to the left arm involving all the five fingers. She also complained of a lot of pain in her knees, the left knee 10, right knee 8, with difficult time walking, sitting, sleeping. She complained of depression and anxiety and panic and nightmares. The patient was followed up with physical therapy and topical pain cream and laser treatment, chiropractic treatments. She reported decent improvement. They received some trigger point injections, knee injections, bilaterally, bringing further relief to her. Pain level has been 3 to 7, and ADLs are affected 4. She reports 0% relief so far. The ADLs are affected. So please review the chart for ADLs, for system review, for the additional history, substance abuse, and a compliance history. Physical examination reveals the blood pressure of 133/86, pulse is 70, pulse ox is 100. Rest of the exam is the same from my previous visit, which is 5/25/2023. The dictation number is 0530-010. Patient is able to lift her shoulder up to 180 degrees without any issue on active range of motions. There is no motor weakness distally. Motor power is 5/5. Patient is ordered to physical therapy to continue 2 times per week for the knee and the neck and the middle back and the lower back and both shoulders. She's found to have a lot of muscle spasm and a lot of other issues that can be helped. Laser treatment was discussed with her. The MRIs have been discussed with her. The MRI that we have in possession from Muhammad Reba is left knee shows extensive degenerative pairing of the medial meniscus posterior horn with a large joint effusion and tricompartmental degenerative changes. MCL sprain, they're definitely related to an automobile accident, and will the patient will benefit from a surgical opinion and a surgery for her knee on the left side. The left shoulder MRI shows that there is a degenerative type tearing of the posterior superior labrum. High grade interstitial supraspinatus tendon tear with or without without the tendon retraction, and there is a small to moderate size interstitial tear of supra subscapularis tendon and degenerative changes of the shoulder. The right knee MRI shows extensive irregular tearing of the posterior horn of medial meniscus. Superimposed radial component is present, and there is additional tearing of the body segment, which appears to be mildly extruded. There is a degenerative changes of the knee, mostly in the medial side. Small joint effusion, chronic MCL sprain. Again, the patient will benefit for a surgical consultation for this issue as well. Our records for the Sinai Grace Hospital were available, and they were discussed with the patient. And CT of the cervical spine showed only moderate to severe degenerative changes with mild to moderate multilevel neuroforamen stenosis from C4 to C7. I am trying to find the MRIs for her spine that I have not located. I am going to rediscuss with the patient. If the spine MRIs have been done, I'd like to bring them into consideration. We were waiting for the records from the hospital to arrive, and they do not show the MRI, only CT scan. So the patient will continue with the referral to the orthopedic surgery. Dr. Robert Cohen has referred for bilateral knee replacement or meniscus repair, either one. In addition, physical therapy continues 2 times per week for the affected areas. Her MAPS have been reviewed. And medications wise, no medicines are provided. An injection to the left knee is being provided at the patient's request due to the severe pain. And to the right knee due to the severe pain. The procedures for left knee intra-articular and right knee intra-articular are done according to the protocol. The medical indications are ongoing severe pain in both the knees, and pain is continuing, and MRIs are positive for meniscus tears and severe swelling inside bilaterally, difficulty in walking, and no relief with the physical therapy. The injections are being done to provide further relief. And at this time, patient will be seen in a month's time. Thank you.